Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
The Knicks are now up 2-0. It's nil, right? That's like a tennis term. Yeah, a little nil. That actually feels like a soccer term,
too. It is a soccer term. Alice. Nil is soccer. Love is tennis.
That's right. Love is tennis, which will be here this summer in August, the U.S. Open. And then, what's the one in soccer there again, Alex? Nil? No. Love. Nil. Nil is soccer. And, of course, the World Cup, the Tournament of Kings, and you'll get patriotic Tommy this summer. That's for sure. Because there are many sides of Tommy, as you know. There's positive Tommy, which is my bread and butter. Some think I'm, at times, delusional Tommy, or, as the kids would say, DeLulu Tommy. But I'm also Tommy the Fountain of Information. I'm also Tommy the Pothole Slayer. I am also Tommy the Legend. I'm also Tommy the Family Man. I'm also, at times, when I put on a couple LBs, Tommy the Soft Man. I'm Tommy the Visionary. I'm Tommy the Hopeless Romantic. I'm Tommy the Mama's Boy. I'm Tommy the Family Man. There's just so, and that's just to name a few. But this summer, you're going to get patriotic Tommy. Team USA, World Cup. Right now, you're just getting good old positive Tommy, because I couldn't be more positive about my basketball team and the way they're playing. 9 straight playoff victories. A convincing Game 2 win. A night that we'll never forget in Game 1. And that was the sweat. That was the Cavs' best shot. You're getting the Knicks at a vulnerable time where they had a long layoff. One of their best players had an even longer layoff in OG Anunoby. The Knicks came out sluggish. They came out sloppy. They were missing threes. The Cavs had a huge lead, 22 points, with just under 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The game was all but over until it wasn't. And the Knicks stormed to a 44-11 run, and they just completely blew the doors off the Cavs in the game ultimately. And it wasn't even a remote sweat in overtime. And obviously the basketball gods, who didn't smile on the Knicks last year, the Halliburton shot that hit the roof and went in. And now this year, Shamit's shot looks like it was going to rim out, but goes in. And then Merrill's three was... It was so close to going in that Mike Breen did something that I haven't heard him do often, if ever. And that is, he had a premature bang. Which, listen, happens to a lot of guys, but he had a premature bang. It was bat. Merrill, bat! And he's almost there, but he premature. Speaking of Breen, we're getting awfully close here to something that we have never heard from the great WFAN alumni himself, from the great voice of the Knicks, Mike Breen. And that is the triple bang. No, not the triple deke. He's not Gordon Bombay. The triple bang. Because we all know about the regular bang. Bang. Bang! We even got a premature bang in this series. Bang! Breen, when he looks to spice it up a little bit or the moment calls for it, he gives you a double bang. So bang, bang! Bang, bang! But we've never gotten the trifecta, the triple bang. And Mike Breen himself, when he was on the Roommates podcast, which is Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart's podcast, they had Mike on, and they asked him if, you know, paraphrasing the conversation here, they asked him, you know, we ever going to hear a triple bang? And he said, well, I mean, you know, listen, if you guys win the championship, I certainly think that would warrant a triple bang. So we are getting awfully close to history. A triple bang. Which will, and I'm so happy that this is the situation where Breen is on the call for these games. For many reasons. Number one, Mike is unbelievable at his job. Number two, we as Knicks fans, it's comfort food. We get to hear our guy, even if it's with some of the announcers that were like, Richard Jefferson, okay, fine. Mike will offset that. But it almost sounds like, outside of Clyde rhyming, it sounds like we're watching a Knick game because we get to hear the voice of Mike Breen. And for Mike personally, between him and Clyde, I can't think of two gentlemen, first-class gentlemen, Hall of Famers, legends in the business, you know, Knick royalty, both of them. Those two gentlemen had to sit through and call more putrid, awful, horrific, disgusting, quite frankly, embarrassing basketball for years and years and years, where the Garden was more of a tourist site than it was the greatest arena in the world and what you hear now at these games and see throughout the crowd. So for Mike to have a front row seat like he's had all these years, but now for a team that is on the doorstep here of destiny, that's got to be extra special to him. Has to be. And obviously he's as professional as it gets. He's going to be professional, but you know deep down, he's got a huge smile on his face because he loves this team. You know, as fans, and you want to always be the diehard fan, you watch every second of the game, no matter how bad things are. But when things are really rough for years and years and years, you might turn the game off in the fourth quarter. Or you might say, you know what, I'm going to go do something else on a Saturday night that's more productive than watching this horrific basketball team. Mike and Clyde didn't have that option. They had to sit there like kids eating their broccoli so that they could have ice cream, and now this is the ice cream, for years. They were probably, they're like, how much more broccoli do we got to eat? But the Knicks for decades were broccoli. Sit here and enjoy it. Pretend like you enjoy it. It's awful. It doesn't taste good, but act like you think it tastes good. So now for Mike to enjoy this with the rest of us and actually be on the call, amazing. And then everything else that goes into Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, right in the middle of the greatest city in the world. That's what makes Knick playoff basketball so special. The electricity, not just of the city, because you're talking about a starving, starving fan base that has been waiting a long time for this. A real long time. And the passion and the energy and the enthusiasm that my fellow Knick fans show day in and day out is unmatched. This is New York City's team. Always has been, always will be. It's the only one with the arena right there in Manhattan. And with that, you get all the great things about Manhattan. The celebrities, and obviously the regulars, my main man Ben Stiller, Tracy Morgan, Spike Lee, every single person that ever acted in an episode of The Sopranos. And then obviously for these games, you don't always get the regulars, you get everybody. The stars are out. It's like the Oscars. And it just adds to the aura, and it adds to the uniqueness of Knick playoff games. You don't get that with any other team. Yeah, a celebrity here and there. Not like this. It is a major velvet rope type of event. Along with, obviously, you know, the regular Joes and the regular Jills. And as excited as I would be there, you know, John McEnroe is equally as excited. Michael J. Fox is equally as excited. Now, when the team's not going well, the celebrity stuff becomes like a something that can be mocked. And the coalition indicators took great pleasure in doing that year in and year out. No longer a mocking situation, though. Now it is a team that has a great chance to win it all. And when the Knicks are a team that has a great chance to win it all, it's a very special building to be in. Because of the history, because of the location, because of the passion and the energy and the noise that is deafening. The celebrities, everything about it. The beautiful weather, even though it's indoors. I used to love that when Marv would tell you the weather. It's like, Marv, the game's inside. A chilly 74, I should say sunny, 74 degrees as the Knicks. It was like, Marv, the game's inside. And I love Marv. I'm just pointing out that. But that still, you're walking the streets. Like, the weather adds to the excitement because people are in a good mood. They're pumped up. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Sammy in Marine Park. What's up, Sammy?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Listen, I was at the Knick game tonight. Such a great atmosphere. It's so awesome. Finally, you got a game too. I never had to sweat it out. I'm at the game. I'm hanging out, having a good time. I finally feel like we're going to the finals for the first time. I'm confident we're going to close these clowns out. Hopefully in 4 or 5, get that rest, and let's go. Knicks in 26, baby.
Love the enthusiasm, Sammy. We're sharing a brain there. I think this is going to be quick. I think it's 4. Going into the series, I said 5, but now I'm going to change that to 4. I don't think Cleveland has any answer. That loss in game 1 is just, it's too devastating to recover from. The Knicks are on a mission. They are rocking and rolling.
You're absolutely right.
And they're not going to be stopped.
Right. You know? I actually saw Coach Pitino at a restaurant before the game, and I was speaking with him a little bit. And listen,
was he at the Garden or no? I didn't see him.
He was at the Garden. He was at the Garden.
Got it.
He was at the Garden. And he said, once that happens to a team, it's extremely difficult to bounce back from that. So just glad we're up 2-0. Take them out. Hopefully more injuries for the Spurs and the Thunder. Listen, we've been hosed many a times. You've spoken about it many a times. Attrition, we need the rest. Let these other guys beat each other up.
Yep.
And I'll see you at the parade, buddy.
You got it. Love it. Love it. And you're right. And I talked about this a couple years ago against the Pacers. It wasn't Indiana that beat us. It was attrition. And it started with Anunoby getting hurt, and it went all downhill from there. The wheels fell off. They're up 2-0 in the series. It seems like, hey, they're going to get an opportunity to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Look, the Celtics were a wagon that year, but I wanted the opportunity for the Knicks to see if they can punch Boston in the face, which they would have, because the Knicks were a rough and tough team. And Boston was just steamrolling everybody. It was easy. A lot of that has to do with how great they were, but it was too easy for them. And I thought the Knicks would be able to make it a little uneasy for them. It was going to be an extremely difficult series to win, but I wanted to see it. I really did. But injuries had a different plan. And that's why when I look around to the Western Conference Finals and players are getting banged up, well, Knicks have been there. It is what it is. When you're this close to a championship, you just want that championship. I don't care how the road looks or the opponents that you play. That means nothing to me. Because, like Sammy pointed out, when we're all sitting there at the parade and it's bliss, we're not going to care about how we got there. Or if anybody tries to poke holes in it, it won't matter. Because you have reached the sports pinnacle. You have reached sports nirvana. You have reached the top of the mountain. And that's all that matters. For a fan base that is so starved for it. Literally frothing at the mouth. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Robbie is in Lenox. What's up, Robbie?
Hallelujah. How you doing, Tommy? Well, first of all, I wanted to say, for a guy who's been calling the station for 39 years, congratulations to Eddie Scazzeri.
Yes.
Because I remember when I used to call Steve in the overnights, I was part of the overnight family for years. He used to go, the Eddie Scazzeri. No, Emil, who do you think we're talking about? So congratulations to Eddie, one of the classiest guys in the station, and I'm glad that he was able to, you know, influence all of you guys and help you with the, you know, I interviewed the fan a long time ago in the old Kaufman Story Building way back, but I had success up here in Massachusetts. But anyway, I've been a Knicks fan since 1973. I used to wear my 1973 championship shirt. One of the things I appreciated tonight was Jalen getting rid of the ball and distributing, you know, that's good to see. But man, it's so exciting, Tommy. I mean, I haven't seen this forever, man. I mean, I can go back to my two favorite heroes were Frazier and Bernard King. So I'm real excited. I think it's going to be a 5 games. I'll give Cleveland 1 game, and that's it. But I got to talk about the Yanks, if I could, for one moment. Do you know Aaron Judge hasn't had a home run or an RBI in 10 straight?
He's been horrible. This is one of the worst slumps that I've seen in his career.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's been bad.
It's disgusting. I mean, this team scored 1 run in 18 innings.
Yep.
Look, I know there's injuries. I know they missed Stanton. They definitely missed Caballero and his energy and speed. But I'm telling you, Tom, I've been saying this for 17 years. When you have a payroll that's over $300 million, $300 million.
Yep.
For 17 years, you can't win a championship. There's obviously, you know, we go back to Einstein. You know, it's like, you know, you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And Brian Cashman.
Well, it's a definition of insanity. It's a definition of insanity.
Go get me two guys, okay, that put the ball in play. You know who's a perfect player on this team to me? Cody Bellinger. He reminds me of the guys that were with the 90s teams. Because he puts the ball in play. He chokes up when he's got two strikes. He takes the ball the opposite way. All these guys.
Well, and he doesn't have any really holes in his game either, Bellinger. You know, he's a guy that can help you win in so many different ways. Look, we'll get to the Yankees a little bit later on in the show. They got a huge weekend coming up with Tampa. They're already 6 back in the loss column. They could ill afford to give up any more ground here to Tampa, who already swept them at the Trop earlier this year. So it's I said this last night, and the Yankees responded with a dud performance. This is a huge weekend coming up for them. And you're right, Aaron Judge, he's been bad. This is one of the worst slumps that I could remember from him. He's striking out at an alarming rate, on pace for over 200 of them. Now, they finally smartened up and got Wells out of the lineup, but the problem is J.C. Escar is not a major leaguer. So the option behind Wells is terrible. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Tom in Pleasantville. What's up, Tom?
Tommy, thanks for taking my call.
Of course. What do you hear? What do you say?
This is unreal. I've been a Knicks fan since 2007. That means I remember David Lee, Nate Robinson, and dude, we have been bad for so long, and I think we can win this round. Obviously, we're up 2-0. Do you think we could take the Spurs of the Thunder?
Yes, absolutely. The Knicks match up better with the Spurs, but good news for the Knicks, the Spurs match up really well with the Thunder. So it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if San Antonio gets to the finals, and then when the Knicks see them in the finals, throw out all the regular season stuff where the Knicks beat them a bunch, including in the neutral site for the NBA Cup. I just think the Knicks match up well. They have a guy that could slow down Wemby a little bit in Mitchell Robinson. They also have more experience, and I think San Antonio, with their youth, even though they are extremely talented and are going to, in all likelihood, if they stay healthy this core, win a championship, I just think their time is not now. They got three guys that are under 23 that are huge parts of this team, including Wembanyama. And I think when you beat OKC, Tom, even though it's the finals that you're getting to, there's going to be a letdown because you knocked off the champs, and then here are the Knicks, and you might overlook them. You might have thought you won the title already, yes, but you still got to win four more. You know what I'm saying?
Now I got two more questions, and I'll let you go.
Yep.
One, how mad do you think Evan will be if we win it all? And two, is Jalen Brunson the king of Newark if he wins the championship?
Love the call. Appreciate it. I will answer both of those questions. Glad to answer both of them. This is Evan's worst nightmare. Worst nightmare. He'll tell you that. Evan is a professional. He's been a professional ever since he started at this radio station at the young age of 6 years old. Feels like he's been hosting for 40,000 years. But he started here when he was six. Or he's, because if you heard Evan's voice when he first started, I also think Evan might have been cloned. Because go back, if you can go on YouTube and check out and find out when Evan first started here and go back to the early shows with him and Joe. Evan literally sounds like AI Evan, which we used a few times on the Bad Tiki segment. That's how Evan sounded when he was younger. So my thinking is that that Evan is out there somewhere. And this Evan is a clone. Would you put that past Evan, by the way, to clone himself? Now I could have four separate people have season tickets for the Knicks. This is Evan's worst nightmare. Because as professional as he is, he hates the Knicks. He is the leader of the coalition of Knick haters. And the last thing, especially...
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing can score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a woman getting dressed for an early meeting while her husband's still asleep. And now, the California Closets version of that moment, featuring custom soft close drawers. Bedroom and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Especially when you consider the colossal, embarrassing failure that was his Nets with KD, with Kyrie, with Harden. For that team to not even get to the conference finals, let alone a final, let alone a championship. For the Knicks to swoop in basically right after that and win a championship, and Evan would have to be at the parade because that time slot that he's in right now, that's parade time. And he's been there before with teams he doesn't root for with Joe, but Evan doesn't feel that way about the Yankees. He doesn't feel that way about the Giants. Hates the Knicks. So for Evan to be at that parade, and you know what he'll do? Loogie, you can host that day. Yeah, BS. I'll come and hang out, but you're not getting out of this, that's for sure. He'll try to pull a move like that. Loogie, you're the big Knicks fan. He'll go to upper management. Let Lou Lugauer do it. He's the biggest Knicks fan on the station. He should be the one hosting. Yeah, because he doesn't want to be there. Wants to skip the podium. He needs to be there as well as I do and Teak and everybody, really. But I feel like the midday show is kind of like the parade show because of the hours that it is on. So that's number one. Now, the caveat to that, but even in this situation, I don't think it's going to help him. Evan is going to become an even richer man off this run. You know he got a piece of game one on the money line. I don't know if he got 55-1, but he definitely got a really good number. You know he's got money all over the place on them. So he's going to become a richer man out of it, but money doesn't always buy you happiness. And in this situation, when he's sitting there at a Knicks parade and I'm screaming in his face and he's surrounded by, you know, millions of Knicks fans, and it's also hot as hell, and he can't, you know, stand the sun, it's going to be a rough one for him. Now, as far as number two, I think we should... Now, the reason I would hold off on it is because, as far as Brunson being the king of New York, because if you're just listening, a couple of years ago, the mayor's office declared, they got to us, you know, the secret king of New York. We were able to get the documents. And we found out that Brunson was the king of New York. And then we here at WFAN, all the hosts, all the talent, had a vote. Who was the king of New York? And obviously Judge was on the ballot, Brunson's on the ballot, and then there was options for other names to be, you know, written in. Judge won that handily, I might add. So I had to take that as an L. If Brunson wins a championship, he is undoubtedly the king of New York. But even if he makes the finals here, which he will, and they lose, I still think we need to have a vote. He's now brought the Knicks to the finals for the first time in 27 years. And Judge is going through right now a major slump. And the Yankees are reeling. I would call for a vote at the end of the finals. Although, forget it. If they win it, no vote. Even if he loses, a vote. That's how I should phrase it. If he wins, there is no vote. He's the king. But even if he loses it, I would say there should be a vote. And Brunson, we talk about King of New York, which is obviously, you know, our thing here. But in terms of, and it's a bigger picture thing, but in terms of a Mount Rushmore of Knicks, I can't put him on there yet. I just can't. You have Hall of Famers and guys that have won championships that have been part of this great organization. When you look at Clyde, you look at Willis, you look at the Busher, you look at the Pearl, and even Patrick. And, you know, it's amazing to me because anybody that would put him on there, in theory, I would think you're taking Patrick off, or maybe you're taking somebody like the Busher off. I don't know. But if you take Patrick off, it's incredible to me how Patrick just can... Patrick continues to be a little disrespected. Patrick, as great as Brunson is, and he's great, he doesn't play any defense. Patrick Ewing was not only great offensively, he was great defensively. He was great on both ends of the floor. Didn't win a championship, but got to the finals. Obviously, the 1 year wasn't around for it, but was hurt, and then the 1 year that he made it. But I'm still not there yet with Brunson. Wins a championship, then obviously he's there. When they make the finals, we can start having a conversation for sure. I think it's absolutely worthy of a conversation. I'm just not ready to go there yet. Like, win the championship, and then we can talk. Plus, his career still has a lot left to go. But it will be a fascinating conversation down the line, because Jalen Brunson is starting to put together a resume where he either will be on the Mount Rushmore or right on the cusp of it. And when you consider some of the players that have played for this franchise that aren't on it, and he's passing them, that says a lot about the career that he's had so far with the Knicks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Kerry in Sayreville. What's up, Kerry?
Tommy, you know I have to call you on my way home from these wins. It's good luck at this point.
Well, Kerry, I think that this is a good opportunity for the audience to hear what I need to say to you right now, because I know how you're wired, and I get it, and I know that you are always sort of looking at it like the other shoe to drop, but you need to hear this. Our basketball team is going to the finals. I know you don't want to hear that until it's true, but they are.
I'm starting to drink the Kool-Aid. I've been holding off on drinking the Kool-Aid. Justin's been guzzling it down for weeks now, and starting to taste it.
You're turning around finally, Kerry, because I've been trying to get you there for a while now. Even tonight, I'm like, we were texting, and I was like, Kerry, this team is going to the finals. Now, this is what would make you a great coach, because in many ways, you are a coach when you go to these games. You're screaming like you're on the bench. You look for things that they need to clean up. And I agree with you. There are things that need to be cleaned up. If they are going to win the championship, they can't do the things they've been doing in this series. Look, they're lucky in this spot because the Cavs are bad. So you could get around some of their deficiencies that they've had so far. You're not going to get away with that against the Spurs, or definitely not going to get away with it against the Thunder. So I hear what you're saying, but for this series, I don't think it's a sweat at all, even if they don't play their A-plus game, which they haven't yet, because the Cavs are just gutless.
Yeah, I mean the free throws is a huge issue. I mean, it's been a huge issue all season, yep. A lot season, every season. And I feel like Mitch has been non-existent this whole series so far.
He's been bad.
They're getting away with it, and I'll take it, but
you know what else they're getting away with, Kerry? And this is something they got to fix up for the next series. Too many wide-open threes. Way too many. If you do that against the Thunder or the Spurs, you're going to pay in a big-time way.
Yeah, nobody pulls out of Mobley. I mean, Cat would kind of just walk. He would think they would hesitate and just give him that wide-open three every time. They'd get up in his face, put a hand in his face. I just don't understand. But that's been something that they've been doing all season. You know, I don't expect them to change it now. But, I mean, the free throws, that, I feel like that's something. And who's working with Mitch on his free throws? Can Patrick Ewing, can a big teach this guy how to get a little arc on his free throw? Like, it's taking him out of the game. And we're going to need him. And the fact that he can't seem to work on that shot.
I mean, it's not, if he ever did get good at it, which is a lot to ask for because of how much he struggles from the line, and sometimes you can't teach, you know, physics, but I could see not only the Cavs continuing to go to this, but whoever's waiting for the Knicks in the finals to hack a Mitch as well. And I also think it kind of takes him out of it, too. Like, that's one of the reasons why he's not playing well, because of the damn hack a Mitch. He's thinking about even though the fans get into it, the last thing he wants to do is go to the line 10 times in a game.
Yeah, he's totally in his head. I think at this point it's all just mental, but it's been taking him out. Like, he was getting pushed around by Strus under the basket. Like, he just doesn't, his head's not there. But I mean, we're up too low. I guess I'm being a little nitpicky, but I'm starting to taste that Kool-Aid. I'm starting to taste it just a little bit.
When the Cavs are up six in the first quarter, I'll hear from you. See, I started drinking the Kool-Aid, and this is what happens. Oh, you could set your watch to that. Because you like to blame people. You're like, I blame myself now. And then you'll somehow find a way to blame, you know, either me or Evan. But I do want to ask you this. Are you and Justin planning on going to Cleveland? I mean, if they win on Friday, how do you guys not go Monday? I know there's work and all that type of stuff. But for an opportunity to see them go to the finals?
Like, Yeah, I offered to drive Saturday morning to Cleveland. It's a 7-hour drive. I offered to drive down to Cleveland Saturday morning, come home Sunday morning. Justin wasn't interested, so I don't want to make the ride myself. But
well, just tell him. Just tell him
they for Saturday.
Yeah, just tell him they have great dessert in Cleveland. He's another one like Rosenberg. You could sucker them in with ice cream and sugar and chocolate. Just tell them they have.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
the way to talk. Absolutely, yeah, the stomach
is the best way to talk. I was ready for the road trip.
Well, is it obviously if they're up if Cleveland wins on Friday, and this is what I would say to Knick fans, if that's the situation,
Saturday,
I apologize. If it's Saturday and they lose, I would say Monday is a little bit less of a, you know, you could still make the trick, but now if they're up 3-0, you have an opportunity to see them, and they're going to close that game out. They're not losing if they're up 3-0. So you have a chance to see them go to the finals. I feel like that's where you make a decision, but he's saying even if they're up 3-0, he's not going to go.
No, Saturday we'll be at a watch party at the Garden, so he'll be there for that. But getting him to drive to Cleveland on Memorial Day week on Monday, that might be a little tough. We'll see. I'll have to get some cake and some candy and see if that works to get to his heart. But I'm ready. I'll go there and back in the same night. I don't really care.
Absolutely. And look, if you guys don't go to Cleveland, or if anybody doesn't go to Cleveland that's thinking about it on Monday, you could always go to Buddy's on 3rd Avenue. Here in New York City, because I will be there along with John Wallace for a watch party. It's a great spot, easy location, very efficient from Penn Station to get to Buddy's. Really great spot, lively, fun. And you get to hang out with me, you get to hang out with John Wallace. And if, and I think they will be, but we'll throw the word if in front of it, if the Knicks are up 3-0, where would you rather be? Hanging out with me in New York City. At a bar. It doesn't get any better than that. Because I got news for you. I'm working Tuesday into Wednesday that week. So I got a long time to celebrate. And I will be. Along with everybody else that has waited these 27 long, long, long years. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to those calls. Knicks reaction to game 2. We'll mix in a little bit of the baseball in the back end of the show in the 1 a.m. hour. Some giant news that came out today as well. So I want to hit on a few things as we, you know, late in the final hour, because it's about the Knicks right now. Up 2-0, two wins away from the finals. So if you're at the game, if you're headed to Cleveland, definitely would love to hear from you. Even if you didn't, you know, just Knick reaction across the board. The number to join the show and talk to me is 888-808-1019 is After Hours. That's what this is. It's Positive Tommy. It's Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. You know, to make matters worse for the Cavs, it feels like Donovan Mitchell is going through a little something, maybe an injury. He just seemed out of sorts tonight. You know, he was seemed banged up in game 1 in the fourth quarter. He didn't have the aggression that you're looking for, and he just seemed a little off to me. He had like a very soft 26 points. That's the best way I could describe it. It didn't feel like an impactful type of Donovan Mitchell game, because you know he's capable of those 40-plus point outpourings, and we didn't see that tonight. It just felt like a very quiet, non-impactful 26 points. So I wonder out loud if he is dealing with just a little something, a little banged up and not completely 100%, which is just another thing in the favor for the Knicks here, who are sitting as pretty as you can possibly be. You know, game 1, if the Cavs had lost by 50, if that was a total blowout, I think that would have been better for them than what happened in game 1. You can recover from a 50-point loss. As crazy as that sounds, look, you got your ass kicked. It happens. Your starters are going to be on the bench by like 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You got the, you know, 13th, 14th, 15th, whoever guy out there playing for you. It's just the game's a wrap. It becomes a scrimmage at the end of the game. That would have been better off for them. Because the way in which they choked, in the way in which the Knicks, because it's both. It's a choke and it's the Knicks playing well. It takes two to tango. As great as Brunson was, as great as Shamet was, as great as Bridges was, as great as OG was, the Cavs played their part. Kenny Atkinson, who I thought got hosed, got a raw deal with the Nets, he was completely and utterly out to lunch. I thought he left the Garden at one point. I was like, is Kenny Atkinson even remotely aware of what's going on? Does he realize he can call timeouts? Does he realize he could pull Harden off the floor? Does he realize James Harden out there trying to look like MJ on the Bulls? Instead, he's looking like MJ on the Wizards. A little overweight and can't hit any shots. And you had Harden playing one-on-one ball with Brunson, which is a major advantage for Jalen. Donovan disappeared, and that's why I think something might be up. He wasn't a factor late in that game in game one. So Cleveland is doing their part as well, which is very advantageous to the Knicks. Because when you are at a situation that the Knicks are at and you're playing the basketball that they're playing, when you have an off night or it's taking you a little while to get going, it helps that the Cavs completely and utterly treated the final 8 minutes of the game like it was preseason basketball. Like they didn't have a care in the world. We're not going to call timeouts. We're just going to have James Harden. Like it was an all-star game. We're going to have James Harden do a little one-on-one here with Brunson. We're not going to give the ball to our best player, especially at the end of the game with a chance to win. We're not going to call timeouts. We're just going to, you know, it's preseason basketball. It's a summer league. And then tonight, the Cavs couldn't hit a free throw. When you have that combination of things are going almost perfectly for the Knicks, and your opponent is just not doing the little things, that's when you get these type of series where it is over quite quickly. And this one will be over quite quickly. And if the Knicks win on Friday, and I believe, I keep saying Friday. I don't know why I had that in my head. Kerry was nitpicking me before, call up previously, Kerry and Saraville. I keep saying Friday. You know why that is? A couple reasons. Number one, I'm just saying Friday. And number two, I'm all off here with the schedule. A little bots in the brain, a little stunad, and I have no idea what day it is. I had to do an overnight last night, which was a little bit of a schedule change because of the weather. So now I'm just all over the place. Saturday. The game is Saturday and then on Monday. So if the Knicks win on Saturday, I think a lot of fans will make that decision of, boy, let's get in the car, drive 7 hours, even in Memorial Day traffic. Or let's see if we can find a cheap flight on a holiday weekend, which won't be easy, but let's see if we can find a flight to Cleveland. Because then you have the opportunity to be a part of something so special. And that is to be in the building to watch your team punch their ticket to the NBA Finals for the first time in 27 years. Money will grow back. You could put gasoline in your car, which costs money, which will grow back. Book a flight, that costs money, it'll grow back. That memory and moment, though, that you'll have in Cleveland will last a lifetime. And it's something you can tell your kids and grandkids about, that you were there when the Knicks broke their drought of 27 years without getting in the finals. And Cleveland's going to try to keep the Knicks fan out. Saturday, they're going to try. It's not going to work. They're going to try. It won't work. But they're attempting. If the Cavs lose game three, there will be no more attempts because the floodgates are going to open. And it is going to be 85% Knicks fans. I know that sounds crazy because it's not down the road like Philly was, but because of the stakes, because of what's on the line, it's not the big one. It's not the championship. But it's something that none of us have seen in 27 years. And that is a series clinching win in the Eastern Conference Finals. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tonight was just an incredible victory. Can't say enough things about how everybody played, especially Josh Hart, who had a rough game one, was pulled for Shamet late in the fourth quarter or when they went on the run. So, you know, under 8 minutes. And to his credit, Josh Hart's credit, Cleveland dared him to shoot tonight, and he was up for the challenge. And Josh, at times in his Knick career, could be a little bit of a liability, especially from three-point land. And teams will dare him still to shoot, but you give him a lot of credit because he spent this offseason where he did have an injury to his hand and had to get the surgery, the whole thing. For him to work on that three-point shot over and over and over again and be in the gym and work on that shot, because you're going to get open looks. Because when you play with Brunson, they don't want to leave him open. You don't want to leave Karl-Anthony Towns open. You don't want to leave Anunoby open. So Josh Hart's going to be left open a lot. And his hard work has been rewarding because he has now made himself into a good three-point shooter and somebody that you trust taking those shots. Where it used to be like a, okay, rather not. And listen, Josh does so many other things on the floor. He'll spill his guts on the floor. And he really embodies this city and Knick fans and the blue collar. And he's been unbelievable. Great ambassador for the team. But the three-point shot wasn't always his best. But now he's gotten to the point where if he's left open, he can knock them down. And he can knock them down at a damn good clip. Five of them in game number two. Let's go to Colin in the Lower East Side. What's up, Colin?
Hey, Tommy. I just wanted to thank you for my call. I just wanted to talk briefly about how awesome this energy has been with the team, with Mikal stepping up in game one and then Josh stepping up in game two. Just as memory serves me, I think last year, you know, there was a lot of relying on Brunson to kind of pick up the slack of, you know, anybody who wasn't performing that night. And, I mean, to see Brunson, you know, dish out the ball as well as he did tonight and to see Josh kind of step up, especially after what you had just mentioned with him being benched in game one, I just feel like the team is just clicking on all cylinders right now. And, I'm super excited for what's to come and hopefully, you know, it'll lead for a championship for New York. So,
you know what, really, outside of game one in this series, it's been, as a fan watching this stretch, it's been easy because they've been just crushing their opponents. Like, this has been one of those rides where there has been limited anxiety, limited agita. Outside of game one, now, since they've had this nine-game winning streak, game one against the Cavs, that was it. Otherwise, these have been rocking chair games, fun. You kick your feet up, you laid back, and you're just watching the Knicks play great basketball on both ends of the floor, which as a fan, especially going through all these bad years and some brutal playoff losses over the years, especially, you know, recently, you don't have to be that, you know, young to know. I mean, it happened just recently, last year. So we've been a part of it. To now see this and to have these type of games, it's a joy to watch for sure.
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been incredible. You know, I think what was tonight, nine straight. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just, you know, already, you know, surpassing, you know, expectations that I think a lot of people were obviously hoping for. But, you know, to see that kind of dominant performance in the playoffs and to see, you know, Shamet obviously in game one step up, you know, the bench continue to step up. It feels like there's just such good kind of energy and synergy with the team, and everyone's performing and people are, you know, stepping into roles that, you know, that they may not have been asked to do, but are willing to do and, you know, take the bench when needed and come back in game two and have dominant performances. It's just, you know, it's amazing to watch. It's exciting to get excited about the team. And you know, obviously game three is around the corner and not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but yeah, it's an exciting time to be a Knicks fan. And I'm looking forward to seeing how deep this team can go.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call, Colin. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the weekend. All the Knicks fans out there. This is, and you know what? The weather ain't going to be so great. So not that, I mean, the games are at night, but still. Saturday looks miserable. This is as bad of Memorial Day weekend as I've seen in a very long time. Thankfully, tomorrow will be the best of the days because it is a very special day, not only here at WFAN, but it is Eddie Scazzeri, the great Eddie Scazzeri. And by the way, I interviewed Eddie yesterday. You can go download it wherever you download your podcasts, or you can go back on the Odyssey app, the rewind function, and go till 4 a.m. Because of the rain delay there, it's technically going to be under Gordon Damer's name, not mine. So if you search for me, you're going to hear the Yankee game on the Odyssey app. Just go to 4 a.m. That's what I would say. Or wherever you download your podcast. I had Eddie on for like 25 minutes. But the weather at least is going to hold up tomorrow. There's no rain. Or later today, I should say. Only in a few hours, actually. Starts at 6 a.m., by the way. Al and Jerry, normally at 5, the warm-up show. It's at 6 a.m. 7-Eleven is Boomer and Geo, and then a concert follows. That's at DJs, the hallowed halls of DJs, the legendary DJs. For me, I'm just, you know, my type of a spot for sure. The music, the vibe, the energy, tremendous. The location of it, off the charts. But Eddie, and he's going to get more flowers. He's already gotten a ton of them. He's going to get even more on Friday. And few people, if any, are more deserving of it, not only for the type of class act that he is, how incredibly kind he is, thoughtful, also the hard work that he has put in. I'm telling you, nobody that, and I've been here for a long time, I've never seen anybody put in more hours than Eddie. When he was scheduling, when he was handling internships and all that stuff, also he was running the board for then Boomer and Carton and now Boomer and Geo. You know, Eddie would get in at 3:30 in the morning. Sometimes he wouldn't leave till like 4 p.m. Do the math. And scheduling, there's nothing. That's the worst job you can have. There's just no worst job. Because you got to deal with everybody. Who wants to deal with everybody? Oh, I can't make it to work. Why? Well, it's windy. I don't really feel like coming in. Well, you know your shift starts in an hour. Oh, well, I can't come in. And then you, on your Saturday, you got to scramble and try to get somebody to come in. Who the hell wants to deal with that? But Eddie did it. And did it perfectly. Never any screw-ups. Was amazing at it. So he's not only a workhorse, but a first-class gentleman, a salt of the earth, and he's had a legendary career here that has spanned almost four decades. He was basically here at the beginning, and he's seen it all. He knows where the bodies are buried. He's not going to tell you about it, but if anybody could write a book, it's Eddie. Because not only, like I said, he's been a part of the station, but he was semi-management. He was office. So he was in those meetings sometimes with upper management, or knew kind of what was going on there. But also, the way I would say it with Eddie is Eddie was the good cop. He was like the mom of the radio station. So if you ever wanted to go complain about something, or a PD kind of chewed your ass out, just kind of gave you the business, you could go to Eddie as that soft landing spot, which was nice to have. Really was. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Tony in Montreal. What's up, Tony?
Loogie, how you doing?
What's happening, Tone?
I'm super happy. 27 years for the Knicks and 33 for the Canadians. I'm doing a double parlay, and I'm saying the Knicks win the championship with Montreal. Montreal hasn't won in 33 years. Similar teams, young teams.
Well, not only Montreal. Obviously, Canada hasn't seen a championship since then either in terms of hockey. So not only the Canadians on the drought, but every hockey team or that, you know, Canada as a country has been on that drought. And the Knicks, so you have the Knicks with the 50-plus years and then Canada with the, whatever that is, 30-something.
33 years, and you're absolutely astute in what you said. Canada hasn't won it since, since we won it in 93.
Yep.
So here's the kicker. 33 years ago, my daughter was born July the 19th. A month after the Canadians won it. But she was a baby, an infant, you know?
Yep.
So I'm one of those crazies that used to take my daughter with me at 2.5 years old on my recruiting trips. So I used to go to Vermont and watch Vermont play or Middlebury play. And I'd tuck her inside of my jacket in a hockey rink. And the story is that the old basketball coach who won, I think, 500 games at Colby College saw me in the rink. And it was a jam rink, like thousands of people in the rink at Middlebury. He goes, "What are you doing here? It's minus 28 outside." And he sees this little
that's bombing for Canadians. I mean, that's like summer weather for Canadians. I mean, minus 28. That's you take the shirt off at minus 28. I mean, I talked to you all winter, Tone. It was cold here, freezing. Where you're at was absolutely completely unbearable. It was just absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, Tony's got a little parlay going with the Knicks and the Canadiens. Very good. Now look, Montreal. It's hockey, but Montreal's got the worst odds you could have to win a championship because they're the team that is the least talented, but they're on a great run. So he's got a little thing going there. So I wish him the best. I have no problem if Montreal wins. I don't have a dog in the fight there. But I'm definitely behind you on the next one. That's for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Tommy Lugauer on The Fan. We got one more hour to go. Got you till 2 a.m. Gordon Damer comes your way at that time. Plenty of your calls still to go here on the Knicks. So if you want to talk Knicks, the phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. We'll also get into a little bit at the back end of the show, Giants, because they had some big news today come out about their front office. Also, the Mets, they finish up their series in Washington. Yankees wrapped up their series with the Blue Jays, so we'll sprinkle in some of the other sports in the final hour here as well. The phone number, once again, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.